KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Stephen Cuevas. A new poll out this morning finds that voters really don't like California's new law to fix roads and highways by raising the gas tax 12 cents a gallon. Guy Marzorati has details from KQED's California Politics and Government Desk.
The state legislature passed the $52 billion transportation infrastructure plan without any votes to spare. Now it's looking like it could be a political liability for some Democrats who supported it. The poll found that 58% of California voters opposed the law, with majorities against it in every region except the Bay Area. In Orange County, where opposition is especially strong, Democratic Senator Josh Newman is facing a recall campaign over his yes vote. For the California Report, I'm Guy Marzorati.
It's looking more and more likely that the Summer Olympics are returning to California, Los Angeles to be exact. L.A. and Paris are competing to host the 2024 Games. Later today, the International Olympic Committee's executive board is expected to make the unusual recommendation that could make both cities winners, one in 2024, the other in the year 2028. KPCC's Ben Bergman has details.
2024 became a two-city race after Rome, Hamburg, and Budapest all dropped out of the running. Few governments want to risk the billions in cost overruns that have become synonymous with recent Olympics. That's why the IOC is considering awarding dual bids. Sports economist Ann Pigoreiro says the IOC doesn't want to give up two strong bids now and risk having none for 2028.
I think for them, they're looking at a bird in a hand. We have two cities that are super keen to host these games, and we need to make sure we lock them both up.
Paris hasn't hosted the Olympics since 1924, making it a sentimental favorite to get them 100 years later. LA's bid leaders have been far more open to 2028, especially lately. They put out a statement Wednesday many took as conceding 2024 to Paris. LA Mayor Eric Garcetti says it helps the IOC is willing to compensate LA for its patience.
As we talk to the Olympics, they've asked us to think about, both Paris and us, what would it take for us to consider one of us going first and the other going second.
And Garcetti's answer?
To bring youth sports for free to every zip code.
Before any of this can happen, the full IOC membership has to approve today's executive board recommendation. To convince them, LA's bid has tried to evoke the nostalgia of its successful 1984 games, the last to turn a profit, while also trying to avoid a feeling of been there, done that. To that end, the CEO of LA's bid, Gene Sykes, says LA's slogan, Follow the Sun, is not about warm weather.
Follow the Sun is actually about looking at the future, focusing on what's next.
LA's futuristic focus, reinvention, tech, youth, has served as a stark contrast to old world Paris. LA has promised to do the Olympics on the cheap, not building a single new permanent venue. And whereas past American bids have been accused of being heavy-handed, LA has tried a softer touch. It's a delicate balance because a central theme of LA's bid has been the Olympic movement needs LA because the games have become so costly, few cities want to host them anymore. Garcetti was asked recently by a foreign reporter how LA makes that argument without seeming arrogant.
We want to not be that American bid. It's not just LA and America's here to save the Olympics. The Olympics is here to save America and LA, too. I mean, it works both directions. We need each other.
Some have worried the election of Donald Trump has undermined LA's message. Olympic historian David Walachensky says there's no getting around the fact that most IOC voters are repelled by Trump.
They don't want him, and they don't like him, and he couldn't do anything to help the bid.
But instead of freezing out the U.S. altogether, the IOC seems to be favoring the idea of giving L.A. the games in 2028. One benefit from the IOC's point of view is that Trump will be long out of office. For the California Report, I'm Ben Bergman in Los Angeles.
So here's a fun fact. When Los Angeles first hosted the Olympics way back in 1932, the barriers were greater than they are today, literally. It took European athletes about a week to cross the Atlantic by ship and several more days to motor across the country to California. And something else LA didn't know when it originally put in that bid, the 1932 Olympics would come at the height of the Great Depression. 3 years ago, voters were asked to approve a ballot measure that reduced many drug crimes from felonies to misdemeanors. They were promised that the prison and jail savings generated from the change would be spent trying to prevent future crimes. It appears that as of yesterday, it's a promise kept, as Marisa Lagos from KQED's California Politics and Government Desk explains.
$103 million. That's how much money a state board agreed to send to 23 local governments to provide services like substance abuse and mental health treatment in their communities. Los Angeles County got the biggest grant by far, a whopping $20 million. It will be used to expand reentry programs for offenders with mental illness and drug addiction. Smaller communities like the town of Corning in rural Tehama County received $1 million to connect teens who have been arrested with housing and education. John Bowders was on the committee that decided which communities should get the money. He also works for the organization that authored Proposition 47, the ballot measure that generated these savings. He says the strength of the grants is that they're going to local groups that know what their community needs.
Smart safety begins at the local level, and when you give local communities the tools they need and the resources they need to address problems in their community, you can really yield the best results.
Rialto Mayor Deborah Robertson agrees. Her city in San Bernardino County is getting just under $1 million to expand a program aimed at keeping teens out of trouble. She says it's been a huge success.
Two Saturdays ago, we had orientation kicking off our third year, and the room was packed.
Robertson says many of the families were already in the program, but others heard about it by word of mouth and wanted to join. In all, 58 cities and counties submitted proposals asking for $225 million in Proposition 47 money over the next 3 years. State officials hope applicants who didn't win the grants this time around will reapply in 2020. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.
Support for the California Report comes from the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children and youth at risk. Block Construction, a builder committed to enhancing communities in the Bay Area and Central Coast. BLACH.com. Block Construction. Together, building greatness. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
And that's the California Report for Friday, June 9th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Katie McMurrin, with additional engineering from Danny Bringer and Howard Gelman. Working on the California Report team this week, Alyssa Jong-Perry, Tiffany Kamhai, Polly Stryker, Nina Thorson, and Ingrid Becker. From KQED's Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Stephen Cuevas.